Protesters have staged a rally in the U.S. city of Pittsburgh. The slam visit by President Donald Trump in the wake of a mass shooting that left 11 people dead. Demonstrators gathered near the Tree of Life Synagogue where the shooting took place. They held signs that read, "Trump, leave our state." Protesters also condemned Trump's policies for what they called creating divisions among Americans. Trump arrived in the city to pay his respects to the victims of Saturday's shooting. Robert Bowers, the man charged with the deadly shooting, appeared in court on Monday. He is charged with 29 counts of criminal offenses, including murder and hate crimes. Various reports show the number of white hate groups in the U.S. has surged since Trump took office in 2016. To discuss this a bit further, Matthew Fogg is joining us. He is a former chief deputy of U.S. Marshals Service. He's joining us via Skype, as you can see, out of Washington, D.C. Mr. Fogg, it's good to have you with us. I want to get your reaction to this whole issue, sir.
Well, my reaction is this is part and parcel of what's going on in America, and it's been going on for quite a while. I mean, there is anti-Semitic probably consciousness in America, as well as a racial division in America. And it's been going on for quite a while. I mean, we look back at the church shooting in South Carolina, where President Obama was the president, 2015. There was a mass shooting there at the church. And we just go on and on. These shootings are constantly taking place. And we're finding that in America, there's so many guns out there. People have access to these weapons, and they can just literally go into soft targets like synagogues and churches and so forth and do what they want. And it is a part of the culture that is growing in America.
Well, do you remember if President Obama was objected to, like President Trump is now objected to, by the people of a state or a city whose citizens have been shot?
I don't recall they were, you know, objected to President Obama like that, but there is a great portion of what we call racial divide, homophobic attitudes in this country, you know, go way back. I mean, in my career, I fought it all the way through my career. I mean, it was a New York Post story that was done, bigots with badges. I mean, so what we're finding is that these attitudes, there are a lot of these racial hate groups are growing, and a lot of these people even work probably in some of the law enforcement departments. But the reality of it is that people have access to guns. They, when they get these desires or these feelings where they believe they got to go out there and take their feelings into their own hands, so to speak, and go out there and take a life. Bottom line is, you know, the means are there. They have the weapons, and they can go and they can do this stuff. And we just had all these bombs threats that where some of these bombs could have gone off. So we can see again in this country, people have the means to do these things.
Mr. Fogg, how do you comment on the fact that a lot of people right now are actually pointing their fingers towards President Trump for fomenting some kind of violence, especially as far as lax gun laws are concerned?
Right. Well, again, you know, it's already here. I mean, as I say all the time, the cat is out the bag. There are millions of guns on the streets of America. We don't see these type of crimes going on in other countries like we do in the United States. And we've got more people in prison than ever before and than any other free nation. So bottom line is, I think even with this president, I mean, if President Obama said whoever's going to be the next president, they're going to deal with the same thing. And I think this president is dealing with it. Now, certainly some of his rhetoric and what's coming out of the White House and what he's saying, it doesn't tend to make people feel comfortable. But the reality of it is, when you start talking about somebody that's going to literally go out and shoot and kill someone, that person has to be deeply rooted into what they're believing. And they believe that if they have the means to do it, they're going to do it. But I can only say to you that this president is probably experiencing, many people experiencing the fact that guns are out there and readily available, just like the other presidents experienced.
Many thanks. That's Matthew Falk, former chief deputy with U.S. Marshals Service out of Washington, D.C.